It is in Job, the 19th chapter. We'll just read a few verses for you in your hearing. And since we're here, we might as well sing a little of it. We might as well sing, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to recognize that you need him. We can't do anything of ourselves, but it is in him that we live, move, and have our being. I need him 24/7, every minute of every day. Hallelujah. I gotta have him. Can't make it without him. Hey, go. Hiya. Glory. And I'm so glad he is there. It is in, hiya. Hallelujah. It's in Job, the 19th chapter. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord, I need you. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Oh yes, bless him, bless him, bless him. Hallelujah. Bless the name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh. Somebody's getting delivered. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. He's coming to the rescue. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. We can stay right here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. We need you, we need you, we need you. Hallelujah. Bless us right now, our Savior. We come to thee. Hallelujah. We come to thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hiya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Provide victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Beginning with verse 23 of the 19th chapter of Job. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. That he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself. Just for a little while, we use this authority to hearing, even from the song that the choir just sang, I can't stop praising his name. I can't stop praising his name. You may be seated. The book of Job is a very familiar book. It is the first of five so-called poetic and wisdom writings of the Bible. The others are Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. With each of these books providing the stories of human struggles and experience. It is in the book of Job that we encounter the struggle relating the anguish of righteous Job as he and his friends attempt to explain the unparalleled disasters which have stripped Job of his wealth, his children, and even his health. At the time that they are deliberating these disasters which have come upon Job, they are unaware that these events have been orchestrated by Satan in an attempt to turn him against God. It is in chapter 1 that we see Satan's strategy. As we read in chapter 1, verse 8 says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil." Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." Following this plan, servant after servant, messenger after messenger, came to Job with awful news. Children dead, flocks, herds gone, things lost, perish. But the scripture records, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. In fact, it is recorded that Job fell down upon the ground and worshiped God. In chapter 2, Satan appears before God again after failing the first time. In chapter 2, he begins as it was in the third verse, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and escheweth evil, and still, see, God says, look, you tried me, and I allowed you to touch him, but he says, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. For verse 7, Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. Here the Lord will allow the enemy to do only so much to a child of God. We ought to rest assured to know that even though we face some temptations and challenges and trials, there's only so far that God will allow the adversary to come against you. And for that, you ought to be glad and grateful. Satan's new strategy was to attack Job's health, his body, his flesh. Satan smote Job, according to the word of God, with sore boils. And scripture said they started from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. Job, in fact, looked so bad that his wife made the comment, dost thou still retain thine integrity? And then she suggested, curse God and die. Needless to say, in all this, Job sinned not with his lips. Now things get interesting. You think, can it get any worse? He's lost everything. He looks terrible. His body is in decay. He's in bad health. Even his wife can't stand to look at him. She said, just curse God and die. But now, three friends show up, so-called friends, with their opinions. Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, supposedly, according to scripture, coming to mourn with him. And scripture said, to comfort Job. They're here to comfort. That's why when you're sick, and when I'm sick, I don't tell everybody that I'm not feeling bad, because folk come over, you know, look at you. But you got friends come and enemies as well. Some folk glad that you're in bad shape. Oh, we're so sorry. Some folk want to see you down and out. Some folk want to see it, and then they go back and laugh. Oh, boy, yeah, they ain't going to be here too long. They have already published your demise. So here, these friends supposedly coming to mourn with him and comfort him, but they end up accusing Job of failure and sin. The same thing occurs today. The people accuse sin to be the cause of disaster. Or what is even more prevalent in today that we live in is doubting God altogether. How many have heard people say, how could a God who is supposed to be so loving and kind allow these terrible things to happen to such good people? We live in a time where people are doubting God, where we see that the people that used to come to church, they don't go to church anymore. They're saying that, where is God when things are happening, when all the shootings and killing, where is God? I'm telling you, he's there. He's there all the time. And here we begin to find here that things begin to happen, and we need to not question God, but as Paul lets you know in Romans 11, who have known the mind of the Lord, or who have been his counselor? Who have first given to him, and it shall be recompensed to him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Even though the Lord allows some things, he still deserves glory forever. Here, as we begin to examine this particular individual in chapter 19 that we know so well by the name of Job, his friends have come and told him that he's at fault in some way, which has caused his disaster. They did not understand, and they did not know that God had allowed these things to happen so that it could be used and it could be placed in the Word of God for our making. Oh, he says in that 19th chapter, that my words were written and printed in a book. Job, at the time that he had stated this, had no idea that his personal tragedy and drama would end up being recorded in the Word of God. He didn't know what he was saying that was going to be put in the book for the benefit of countless others and generations to know what God was capable of doing. It is because of this Paul lets Timothy know that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. He tells Timothy that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. If this had not been recorded, we wouldn't know the strategy of the enemy or the idea that God allows the enemy, the accuser, to do so many things to us through trial and tribulation. But it is for our making. What we begin to find here is that as Job continues to go on further and begin to discuss, Job begins to say, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." In other words, when he said, "For I know," it is a statement of Job's certainty, that without a shadow of a doubt. He was not guessing, he was not hoping, but he knew in his sanctified soul that God, hallelujah, was going to show up. He had that confirmation, the same one that the three Hebrew boys had, when they said, "We know that we're going to be delivered out of your hand, O king. Whether he does it or not, but our God is able to deliver us." Whatever you find yourself challenged with, child of the living God, whether it be sickness, illness, whether it be financial or otherwise, realize that the God that we serve and praise and glorify can and will deliver you. It might not be the way that we always want to be delivered, but we often sing the song, "Any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied." But you got to get to the point where you really believe it and will accept any way. Hallelujah. "You bless me, I'll be satisfied." Job continues that, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." My Redeemer liveth. Redeemer was translated from a word that says Goel. Goel was the word. From that we get Redeemer. And what Goel means, it's one that stands for another to defend his cause, to avenge wrongs done to him, and to so to acquit him of all charges laid against him. Saints of God, you got a Goel. You got somebody that will stand before you, who'll revenge and correct the things that are happening in your life. He is a vindicator, a redeemer of things of, that you have been justly, unjustly wrong. He is a defender of the oppressed. He is a champion of the suffering. He is an advocate of the accused. He is your go-between, and his name is Jesus. It is in the book of Revelation where Revelation begins to let you know in the 12th chapter, how did they overcome when there's an accuser? Satan is the accuser. When someone is trying to challenge you, but the word of God lets you know in Revelation 12, 1, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. That ends up meaning they had to go through something. In other words, to get a testimony, you got to have a test. Here, Job has his test. But he's getting ready to have a testimony that you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. At the time that you're going through, you don't know how you're going to make it, but you got to have something on the inside. Scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are washed away. Behold, all things are new. In this Sunday school, we talked about this morning how that if you have the mind of Christ, if you have the mind of the Lord. See, nobody knows the mind of Christ, but we have the Spirit. And the Spirit does something in you because it begins to speak. The Spirit, which is the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, lets you know that it's going to teach you all things, bring all things to remember. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit, is the Spirit of truth. Is going to speak those things that are true of representing of the Lord. Now here, we're not known, and it's not told that Job had any Holy Ghost, but he believed God just as so many of the old patriarchs believed God. They'd seen how God had blessed him. That's why Job had the testimony, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Job began to let you know in the chapters that we read that he knows the way that I go. When they try to blame him, say, oh, you must have done something. Job said, the Lord knows the way that I go. Now in this 19th chapter, he said, my Redeemer liveth. Not only did he say, my Redeemer liveth, hallelujah, but he says, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though, hallelujah, after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself. You got to have a mind determined that you know what's going to happen after this life. When this life is over, we have the hope and belief that we're going to fly away to be with the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. But I want you to understand that God has given you some promises right down here on planet Earth. His desire is, 3 John said, I desire that you prosper and be in good health, even as thy what? Soul prosper. That means your soul, your spirit has got to abide with God. Your soul and spirit has got to be in agreement with the Word of God. And as your soul is strengthened, so your physical man, and so will your prosperity increase. You don't have to look at all of these folks on TV and said money cometh to this and the other. Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added. I'm not preaching prosperity, but I'm preaching the Bible. The book says that if you just do what you're supposed to do, if you get right with God, if you just do the things that you're supposed to do, God's going to provide other things. God is going to bless you. God's going to keep. You don't have to send no money to this and no that to that. God has promised you. Walk up right before me. Be holy. Hallelujah. Here, Job begins to let you know that I'm confident in some things. I know my Redeemer liveth. I know what he is going to do. Even though you all have been talking about me, you're supposed to have come to comfort me. But you've been talking about me ever since you got here. But I want you to know whom I believe in is God. And I know that my Redeemer liveth. My Goel is standing there. He's going to be my go-between. My Goel is going to take care of all the accusations. My Goel is going to vindicate me. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will recompense. I ain't got to worry about what somebody says or what somebody does. All I got to do is just begin to praise the name of the Lord. And what is so important is that we found out that even though Job is going through issue, even though Job is going through trial, even Job, all of Job's children have died, even though all of his substance is gone, and now his body is racked with pain. With all of this, Job is still praising the name of Jesus. You got to be able to praise God in spite of. You got to know in whom you believe. That's why David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. David didn't start there, but he began to let you know some things at the beginning. When he began to talk about it in that Psalm 34, he said, I will bless the Lord at what? All time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. What'd you say? If you can't bless him all the time, it's going to be something happening to you. But see, if you know him, when you heard it, you'll still say hallelujah. When you're going through that, you'll still lift up holy hands in praise. Because if you notice this morning in service, it was just like a hovering, a cloud, as we tried to praise and see, because the devil don't want you to give God no praise. It was gloomy on the outside, and see, he's trying to make your whole attitude gloomy and sad. Oh, it's rainy. I said, how can you pray? Just sit there and it'll be all right. And it seemed it was so hard to get the praise out, but David said, my soul shall murk or boast in the Lord. Every now and then you gotta make yourself praise God. You got to make yourself clap your hand. You got to make yourself stomp your feet. You got to make your body sway and rock. You got to make yourself clap your hand. You got to make yourself say hallelujah. And the more you do it, the better you feel. The more you praise him, the better you'll feel. The more you shout glory, the better you feel. The more you lift up holy hand. Oh, I couldn't even pick up my hand before, but now I done started praising him. Thank you. Job began to praise him throughout all the anguish. When he lost all of his children, chapter 1 said he fell to the ground and he began to worship. When his body was racked with pain and his wife said, just curse God. Oh, I curse. You speak like a foolish woman. God, he didn't see him with his lip. He just praised him. Scratched his balls with that pottery. Every now and then you just need to scratch. Rub yourself if you hurt and say, Lord, work it, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Fix it, Jesus. I'm counting on you. Oh, my knees hurt, my Lord. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to praise you in spite of. Oh, the devil ain't going to keep me at home today, even though my knee is hurt. Oh, isn't that right, brother? Oh, Brother Ed Bailey was here the other Sunday. Even though the knee was hurting, he hopped on into the house. Hopple on in, saint. Get your deliverance. If you have to come with a crutch, come on in. Sister Roberts used to drag her oxygen bottle to church with her every Sunday because, see, God still had to get to pray. Oh, if I couldn't say a word, I just wave my hand. Every now and then you got to get to the place. But I'm reminded, see, because God is going to get the glory one way or the other. If you don't praise him out of free will, God will force a praise out of you. I don't want him to force a praise out of me. I want to praise him because I love him. The Bible says in the book of Numbers, there was one by the name of Balak. We get ready to go home. Balak was the king of the Moabites. He saw Israel over there and he saw what they had done to the Amorites. So he says, I'm going to call Balak a prophet. I'm going to get him to curse this people for me. At first, the Lord told them not to go. They come back again. He wants to go, so he comes back to the Lord. But see, if God already spoke, that was it. He didn't have to ask God no more. The Lord told him, go on, because he was going to kill him in the way. His donkey had to talk to him and let him know, look, I done spared your life 3 times because the enemy, the death angel, was going to kill you. He goes on, the Lord says, but you can't do but what I will allow. Every time he wanted to curse the people, they build altars. They said, oh, here, curse him. Balaam was looking for a curse. Every time, the only thing could come out was a blessing. They go to another spot. Maybe it's over here that I'll get to curse them. They build another altar. Every time he opened his mouth, oh, Balaam said, look, I done hired you to come curse these folk. And each time you bless them. Well, let's go to another spot. He wants the money. He wants the stuff. Don't you know your enemies are out there working up issues to try to fight you? You got folk that are plotting against you. You got folk that are trying to destroy you that you don't even know about. But the Bible said no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. It didn't say weapons wouldn't be formed, but no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. You hear what the word said? No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. They go to another spot. Curse them now. He don't even try to pray or do nothing because he know what God, nothing but blessing. In the same way, Job is going through. But the only thing will come out of his mouth when his wife said, curse him and die. When Satan said he's going to curse you, is just blessing. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my help is on the way. I know that my God is coming. I know that he's going to wipe every tear from my eye. I know he's going to come to my rescue. I know he's going to turn this thing around. I know it's going to happen. I believe it. Saints of God, somebody in the house ought to say, I know that the Lord is getting ready to help me. I know that God is getting ready to turn my case around. I know that God is getting ready to heal my body. I know that God is going to help me on the job. I know that God is going to work in my home. I know that God is going to deliver my family. I know that God is going to help my fellow man. I know it! And I can't stop praising him. Because I know that it's getting ready to happen. Something in my sanctified spirit knows without a shadow of a doubt that I'm coming out. I know I ain't by myself. I know I ain't by myself. Somebody in here ought to know what God is going to do. There's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Then you can write your story. You can say, oh, that it was written. You don't know my story, but oh, if it was written, how the Lord brought me out. How the Lord delivered me. How the Lord saved me. How the Lord provided for me. How the Lord made a way out of no way. How the Lord did it. I didn't know how he was going to do it, but he did it. I don't know how he was going to work it out, but he worked it out. I didn't know how it was going to come about. But now unto him that is able to keep me from falling. And to present me faultless before his throne with exceeding joy. Now to the only wise God. Hallelujah. I got to praise him. I got to praise him. I got to shout hallelujah. I got to shout glory. Because he brought me out. He delivered my soul. He's blessed me. And not only me, but you too. Whatever you're going through, child of God, saints, don't worry. Don't get upset. If it's hurting, just rub it, say, in the name of Jesus. It ain't going to hurt always. Weeping may endure for night, but joy is going to come in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to be confident in what God is going to do. You got to be confident in your God. We don't, as Satan said, he don't serve you for naught. We don't serve him for nothing. We serve him because he is God. And hallelujah, we're in the hands of Almighty God. And he's going to deliver. The end of the book of Job. This first of the poetic books is wonderful. Job's wife cursed God, told him to curse God and die. The book doesn't say whether it was her or not. But 42nd chapter, 10th verse said, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. His friends then accused him. The Lord says, Job, pray for him. Folks that done treated you wrong, abused you, we sometimes want to say, Lord, get them. But Job prayed for him. Lord, forgive him. Bless him. Heal him. Strengthen them. Folks that was waiting for you, your demise, I dare you whisper a word of prayer. Lord, save them, deliver them, heal them, strengthen them. Scripture says, when he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Don't you know he'll return what the caterpillar, the canker worm, what has been destroyed? He'll give you double for your trouble. He'll give you, the scripture said he gave him twice as much as he had before. Everybody came and brought him a piece of money. Don't you know that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the... So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had now 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He also had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. Had some more children. Now some of us not wishing for extra children, but he even got 7 more children. Hallelujah! That's what the book said. And he called the name of the first Jemima. Uh-oh, he now had some black children. The name of the second, Kezia. And the name of the third, Corimpooch. Yeah, he had some black children. At least they had some black names. Saints, don't you know that God can do anything? There's nothing too hard for God. He can do it. It's in the book. It's in the book. We used to sing the song, Look and Live. My Savior live. Come to Jesus Christ and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. If you only look and live. So many people are not living up to their capabilities because they want to open the book and see what's in there. But it's some good stuff in here. I challenge you to look and to live. And I challenge you to keep praising his name. Because see, there's something about the Holy Ghost. As we said, Acts 1 and 8 said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power to be a witness. It wasn't saying that I'm going to make you a witness, but the spirit that's in you, as I said in Bible study the other night, is something about it that's going to be in you. Because when the Holy Ghost came, they began to speak wonderful words, praises unto their God. There's something about the spirit that is in you that will praise his name, bless his name. And let's stand to our feet because we get ready to go home. We're going to pray. But there's another song that we used to sing. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. But I couldn't keep it to myself. But I couldn't keep it to myself. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. What the? Somebody ought to be able to tell what the Lord has done for you. If you're going through now, he's done something before that you ought to recall to your memory. Say, Lord, if you did that back then, you can do it again now. If you did it for her, Lord, you can do it also for me. And here I'm waiting, and while I'm waiting, I'm going to praise you. While I'm waiting, I'm going to lift up holy hands to thee. Because Job praised you until he got his deliverance. Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and Job got double. You might give me triple. Somebody might get quadruple. Can you handle the blessing? Will you praise him for the blessing? Oh, will you shout the victory when you get blessed? But if you're going to be quiet about it, you might not get your. He might just be waiting for your praise. Because the Bible says now it's even in your mouth. You don't know just one hallelujah what it'll do. Just one thank you, Jesus, what door it'll unlock. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. But if you keep your mouth shut, your blessing is locked. But I dare you to exalt him. Lord Jesus, right now we thank you for your word. We can't stop praising you because you've been so good to us, so gracious, so kind. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Your people may be going through. But Lord, we have been promised through your word deliverance. We know your word said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We know, hallelujah, that we're persuaded that neither death nor life, I'm not going to go through all the lists, but nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. Lord, and we thank you for the examples in your word of how you've delivered before. Because of those scriptures, we hold fast and know that you will do it also for us. Bless, Lord, each and every individual in the house, each and every family, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless each and every household. Bless right now, oh God. Lord, you know the need. The spirit is a discerner. You know what's going on in each home. You know what's going on in each body. You know where the devil has tried to afflict each one. But hallelujah, we know that you stayed the hand of the enemy that wanted to destroy us. You said, no, you can only go so far. But right now we're praising you until we receive full victory, full deliverance, full joy. Lord, turn, Lord, the weeping into joy. Turn those tears into gladness, hallelujah, and bring about deliverance for your people. We come against the adversary right now. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. 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 One more time. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Healing, deliverance, peace, joy, strength. We rebuke depression. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke, hallelujah, the enemy that's fighting our children. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let this mind be in them, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, transform their mind. Strengthen them, oh God. Hallelujah. That they will hold on to see victory in the name of Jesus. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch. God bless you. God keep you. Greet one another in love in Jesus' name. And remember, don't stop praising his name.